Egypt's 21st century patriot.
أنا عايز أقول لكل أم وكل أب بجد فقد ابنه.
That's Wael Ghanim, who created a pro-democracy Facebook page, now a sobbing revolutionary, apologizing for the dead and wounded in Cairo and speaking to millions in the Middle East.
He's a marketing executive for Google, arrested by the Egyptian authorities, and now a symbol of free speech.
Egypt's Paul Revere writes a new page of history, one if by land, two if by Facebook. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, a new kind of revolutionary in Egypt. It's Wednesday, February 9th.
And that's right at the top of the news this morning, the battle of wills that continues in Egypt.
We're going to keep going. This is our right. We have to be fighting for them. If we're not going to fight for them, who is?
It's quieter this morning, but thousands of anti-government protesters remain in Cairo's Tahrir Square for a 16th day. And the current regime is digging in as well. Vice President Omar Suleiman says the government's patience is wearing thin and it will not put up with the unrest much longer. Suleiman went on to say that Egypt is not ready for a democracy and the next step would include the use of, quote, police tools. Despite the warning, the growing number of protesters in Tahrir Square insist the regime is near its end. Khalid Abdallah, star of the film The Kite Runner, is in the crowd and tells our partner the BBC this morning.
The people are speaking, and the Omar Suleiman, as far as I'm concerned, can say what he wants. This country is deciding its future.
This morning, Egypt's three largest unions have joined the protest.
There's a new breast cancer study, and it's turning a century of treatment on its head. Scientists now are saying that women with early-stage breast cancer may not need to have surgery to remove cancerous lymph nodes in the armpit. A study finds women with breast cancer who had only the lymph node closest to the cancer removed survived just as long as women who had them all removed, a painful surgery that's been the standard for a century. Dr. Armando Giuliano is the study's lead author.
I think we will see physicians do less of that operation. They'll incorporate this finding into their practice, and I think many women will be spared the operation.
About 40,000 women in the U.S. every year undergo that operation.
Vice President Joe Biden announced his plan to invest $53 billion in a national high-speed rail network.
We'll develop a backbone for this national high-speed rail system, putting trains on dedicated tracks that can reach 220 miles an hour and higher.
The announcement is part of a preview of President Obama's budget that will be unveiled next week. Republicans are planning deep transportation cuts. The Pentagon has issued a new military strategy. It's the first in 7 years. Joint Chief Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen says the new strategy moves the military's focus beyond Afghanistan to include the global fight against extremism and countering the rise of China.
The London and Toronto stock exchanges have agreed to merge this morning. The new exchange will be the world's largest for raw materials and in the energy sector. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down for Wall Street this morning. The Dow gets underway at 12,233 after a significant run-up yesterday. The S&P opens at 1,324 and the Nasdaq begins at 2,797.
Coming up, the reemergence of the one-drop rule. It was a long-standing law that lasted from the 1920s into the 1960s. It was part of the Jim Crow discrimination era in the South. It's now being quoted by actress Halle Berry. It is part of her custody battle to keep custody of her daughter. If you're multiracial, how do you justify and explain your background? It's a complicated answer. We're going to talk about it later this hour. But call us if you have your own story, your reaction to Halle Berry's use of the one-drop rule.
Celebrities will say anything.
Maybe not anything.
Yeah. But we're not going to report on Lindsay Lohan getting charged with shoplifting, though.
We will report on Halle Berry and her one-drop rule. 877-8-MY-TAKE if you have a comment, or you can put it at thetakeaway.org. First, though, we're going to talk about the unexpected hero emerging from the Egyptian protests, Google executive Wael Ghanim. That's in a few minutes.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.